What's up, Mzanzi? You are listening to the World's Best Podcast presented by One Ifra Digital Media Awards, Food for Mzanzi's very own Farmers Inside Track podcast. I'm your host, Octavius Pandil. Now, today we're tackling a significant issue that affects commercializing farmers' livestock theft. This episode is said to be both informative and practical as we welcome Dr. Pranisha Soma, researcher at the Agricultural Research Council. And Dr. Soma has at least 15 years of extensive experience in molecular genetics research and development, and she will be talking about DNA technology and how it helps combat livestock theft. Dr. Pranisha, welcome to Farmers Inside Track. It's absolutely lovely to have you with us today. We are delving into a very interesting topic. What are the current challenges commercializing farmers face regarding livestock theft?
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be hosted on your channel today. To get straight into your question regarding challenges faced by smallholder farmers, insufficient income or funding, infrastructure, their location, and hence access to feed and medication, knowledge or education for farmers to adapt their farming systems to include breeds that can thrive in a changing environment, and access to markets are just some of the few challenges smallholder farmers are faced with.
And how prevalent is livestock theft in regions with a high concentration of commercializing farmers?
Stock theft is rife in regions where there is a high concentration of smallholder farmers. From previous projects about 3 years ago, survey results indicated that each participating farmer in that particular region was a victim of stock theft.
Can you explain how DNA technology works in the context of livestock identification and theft prevention?
DNA, however, is an irrefutable means of identification of an individual and can be used to trace the lawful owner of an animal in the presence of a reference sample. So DNA profiling of exhibits or samples that originate from a forensic stock theft case is routinely used to link suspects to either a crime scene or the crime itself.
How feasible is it for commercializing farmers to adopt DNA technology, considering their resources and technological proficiency?
Resources remains a huge challenge. However, there are low-cost GPS tracking devices available. Results from reviewed literature suggest that the likelihood of GPS animal tracking device adoption by smallholder farmers will depend on a number of factors. These would include awareness about the devices and how they work, the perception of stock theft for a farmer, the income level and access to technology, a mobile phone, smartphones, and the risk behavior of farmers, and also to what extent livestock contributes to the farmer's livelihood are just some of the factors that need to be considered when taking technological implementation into consideration.
Thank you so much, Doc. Let's delve into some of the practical steps that commercial farmers need to actually implement DNA technology for the livestock. What are those initial steps that you would advise them?
The initial steps for farmers are branding and ear tagging of individual animals. These are crucial steps. These are some of the challenges we experience on the other side. So livestock owners are compelled to brand mark their livestock. An animal identification mark shows to whom the animal belongs. According to law, cattle must be brand marked if they are 6 months and older, which is aimed at supplying a means of identification of the legal owner of that particular animal. And then an ear tag, on the other hand, assists in identifying individual animals.
I'm curious to know, what are the costs involved in implementing DNA technology for livestock identification? And are there any subsidies or financial aid for farmers, specifically commercializing farmers?
The Livestock Identification Catalog System, commonly known as the LIDCAT system, is a trademark of the Agricultural Research Council Animal Breeding and Genetics Department and is currently available at a minimal cost of 20 Rand per sampling kit. And then the additional costs come in when there's a need for DNA profiling. Currently, for routine DNA profiling, we are offering the service at 165 Rand per sample. Forensic testing is slightly higher, and that is at 850 Rand per sample. However, I'm very excited to announce as well that the ARC has recently been approved with funding from the Department of Land Reform and Rural Development, or DALRRD, to integrate DNA technology in agricultural systems across the country. This project will particularly be very beneficial for smallholder farmers where there is a high incidence of stock theft.
That's fantastic, Doc. I really look forward to seeing what the ARC will do with that specific project and how it will definitely benefit some of our farmers. What kind of training and support is actually available for commercializing farmers to learn and effectively use DNA technology?
In terms of training, there are extension officers as well as agricultural officers through the department. ARC's program, Kanofatso ya Dihomo, or KYD, is also on the ground across provinces and are available to assist farmers and provide the necessary support in terms of training as well.
And how effective has DNA technology been in reducing livestock theft in areas where it has been implemented?
So similar programs have been introduced on a small scale. And in provinces where the system was introduced, the incidence of stock theft was reported to have decreased. Just the presence of SAPs and the hearing of DNA, there is some social implications there and hence a decrease in the incidence of stock theft.
What is the current legal framework surrounding the use of DNA technology for livestock identification, Doc? I'm actually very interested in this one specifically.
So for DNA technology, there is no current legal framework. However, for livestock identification, we are guided by the Animal Identification Act, as well as the Stock Theft Act, which requires the identification of individual animals. And in terms of DNA technology, particularly with breed societies, depending on the breed society, they may prescribe the requirement of DNA parentage verification for breeding animals. That is different from a national legal framework.
Doc, how do law enforcement agencies work with farmers and use DNA evidence in cases of livestock theft?
The South African Police Service's stock theft units would follow the process for forensic stock theft investigations that would include sample collection, collection of information, the case details, and the delivery of the exhibits to the forensic testing laboratory, at the same time maintaining the chain of custody of those exhibits. So the SAPS stock theft units are mainly involved in the collection of DNA samples for forensic testing.
What recommendations do you have for commercializing farmers who are considering adopting DNA technology?
Yes, I urge farmers conduct accurate animal recording. If there's no such recording in place, to start with that, our KYD technicians in all the provinces are more than willing to assist farmers in starting up accurate animal recording. Animal tagging and branding, these are the main issues which we would encourage, items which we would encourage farmers to pursue, to replace tags should they become damaged, and of course to make use of our ARC services and the LIDCAT system. I think it's most beneficial to farmers and hence just to ease the process in the event of stock theft or farmer disputes of ownership over individual animals.
And finally, what potential challenges should farmers be aware of when implementing DNA technology for livestock theft prevention?
The biological sample source at the time of collection, if samples are compromised or degraded, the quality and quantity of DNA may not be optimum. And then also a lack of a reference sample, as indicated in our livestock identification catalog system. Failure to submit the sample to the system or the sample packages to the laboratory may pose a challenge in the unfortunate event of a stock theft incident or a dispute.
Thanks so much, Dr. Pranisha Soma, researcher at the Agricultural Research Council. For more on the topic, visit www.foodformzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Octavius Mandel, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of the team, hashtag Team Food from Zanzi. Thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.